You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Good Morning Football, presented by Old Trapper. We are live here in New York City. It's Labor Day, Monday, September 5th. I'm Jamie Erdahl, alongside Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, and a Super Bowl champion, Jason McCourty, who proved his championship caliber than none other last week.
Yes.
And doing a show on Tuesday as your appendix is mad at you, and
yes,
then you had it out Tuesday night. Hey, it's time for our NFL Network insider, Ian Rappaport, who's going to have you covered every single day, not only this week, but this season. It's time for him to go to work. Ian, week one, it's almost here. We're living in it now. What is the latest on Matthew Stafford's elbow ahead of Thursday night season opener? Plus, the Cowboys have some movement. They may be close to signing a new left tackle.
Well, Jamie, let's talk about Matthew Stafford first. Certainly, this was one of the big stories of the offseason. How is Stafford's elbow dealing with thrower's elbow, which is somewhat similar to a pretty bad tendonitis? And, of course, all we wanted to know is he going to look like the regular Stafford? Well, talked to reporters recently and said he has no limitations. That is the key here. And Sean McVay kind of echoed that, saying if they needed to throw it 50 times, he would have no hesitation. So after a spring and most of the summer of limiting Stafford's throws, making sure he did not put himself in harm's way, doing some rehab, he got a PRP injection in the spring. They have arrived at a point where Stafford believes he is going to be fine and the Rams should be all good for week one. They are going to have to probably manage this during the season. Meanwhile, you mentioned the Cowboys. Jason Peters, the future Hall of Famer, former Eagle star who has been searching for a team despite being about 40 years old, still wants to do it. He had a visit with the Cowboys a couple days ago. They've remained in contact. My understanding is the two sides are working toward a deal that could be done today. Now, as we've seen a lot of times over the past couple years, he is a veteran. He probably ends up starting on the practice squad. Should end up working his way back into the lineup. He lives in Texas. He wants to play one more year. The Cowboys have a serious need after the Tyron Smith injury. We could have a deal for Jason Peters today.
All right, good to know. That would certainly be a boost that the Cowboys need. Ian Rappaport, thank you so much. We'll talk later. But let's stay right here with the Sunday night matchup in week one.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey. Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go.
The Buccaneers. The stars will be out. And that includes one 45-year-old Tom Brady, who has had a lot of stuff going on this offseason. And here's just some of the highlights. He retired, and then he unretired. And then he had an absence from Buccaneers preseason. He has been in the spotlight for everybody, top of the conversation since February. We haven't even started regular season football yet. So there's no shortage of superstars on Sunday Night Football in this league. But Tom Brady, is he the most fascinating figure heading into the 2022 season? The most fascinating.
Week one, Kyle.
Oh, yeah. I still want to know why he unretired and then retired and unretired. I still don't know what's going on. And I want to know what his resolve is. If you had told him the day before he unretired, your center's going to be hurt, Gronk's definitely not coming back, and Godwin's recovery is going to go a little slower than you want. Are you still coming back? Are you sure? Because I think Brady is obsessed with two things: playing for a very long time and ending this thing perfectly. Mm. Those two things don't jive, friends. They really don't. We think of Michael Jordan, Brian Russell, right over it. That's the last shot. Uh-uh. Michael Jordan's last game was a 20-point loss to the Sixers in which he was outscored by Kwame Brown, our parents' generation. Ali in the Philippines beats Joe Frazier. No. Ali boxed 6 more years, lost 3 of his last 4 fights. More recently, Serena, this miracle run, she's incredible. No, she lost to a younger, better athlete and a better player, and it was over like that. If Brady finishes this thing and he wins the Super Bowl this year, it's the greatest walk-off of all time. What if, just throwing this out there, he finishes 8-9 with a week 17 loss to the Falcons and knocks him out. And that's the way it usually goes, because there becomes a thing of, I got to get this right, I got to get this right, I'm going to keep playing. It's very difficult to get it right. Very difficult. So, I mean, I think Brady being 45 years old is like the 9th most interesting thing about him at this point. After all these years, I still think he's the most compelling.
I racked my brain. I'm like, I don't want to go with the Brady. Like, everybody's going to say, yeah, sure. Most fascinated. Let me think of somebody else. And it was impossible. Of course it's Brady.
You're going Brady.
You look at that offseason, you look at all of those things that have happened. But it reminded me of another offseason for Brady where he was just the talk of controversy. Everybody has something to say about him. It was back Deflategate. 2016, going into that offseason, everybody spoke Brady. They're taking the phone away. They're investigating. There's so much going on. He was throwing beach balls when he beat the Colts. Mind you, the score was 45-7. But the way Brady came back that season, that's what's the most fascinating part for me. Not all of the stuff that happens, but to see what Brady's going to do when he comes back. The first game back was the Cleveland Browns.
That was that
killer instinct. I'm back. All of this stuff you want to say about me, I'm going to show you what I can do with my legs. Then I'm going to stand up on your sideline and tell you about it. 3 touchdowns, 400 yards passing this game. That's awesome. I remember talking to guys in that locker room about Brady that week, and I'm just saying he came back with a killer instinct. He was business as usual, but you could tell 100% he wanted to show everybody, don't forget about me. Forget about all the naysayers, all the Deflategate, all the trash they're talking. So for me, I'm fired up to see how Brady channels all of this, comes out, and continues to prove why he's the GOAT.
That was awesome.
You know, I love this because we're all hitting on different angles. And like, I woke up Thursday morning before this show and I got multiple texts. Like, do you see the New York Post about Brady? And it's about his personal life.
Yeah.
And we've already heard about the Masked Singer, which you referenced. We already heard about, oh, wait, did he get work done on his face?
Yep.
He looks completely different. Like, all those things are out there and they're speculating. We're not doing that about other players. And we're not doing that about other athletes in other sports. Like, Brady is a fascinating figure. And I don't even think without this offseason, he would probably be the most fascinating player if he just was coming back. Like, if it was just, hey, Tom Brady's coming back and he's 45 years old, I think he's still the answer. And I actually think there's a really interesting thing about this Buccaneers team. Peter King, who we love and has the Football Morning in America column today, I'm reading it. He chose the Saints in the NFC South. He said the Saints are going to go 12-5, and Brady and those guys, I'm not sure. You know, he's not the only one. I feel like there are now people saying, there's just a lot going on. Like, there's a lot of teams in this league. I don't need to pick the one team with the quarterback who was missing for 11 days and all the injuries on the offensive line. But I've gotten dispatches from Buccaneers camp since Brady's gotten back.
Uh-huh.
And I know it might be early to speculate, but like, I think he and Julio might be a thing.
Really?
I
can't believe you're saying that.
Julio Jones has shown up to camp, and Brady has been like revitalized a little bit by Julio. And I feel like that's an interesting angle in this thing that, hey, maybe the greatest wide receiver of his generation just left to go join Tom Brady, and that might be what gets Brady over the top. That, hey, wait, Julio doesn't have a ring. Julio's often forgotten when we talk about best wide receivers. It's been years since we've seen this version of Julio Jones. I had to ask for Falcons footage. I didn't want to see Titans footage.
Uh-huh.
That seems like it's a not New Jersey that we do on our show.
Yeah.
It's Brady, and I think Brady and Julio by like midway of the season were like, did everyone forget that Julio Jones is on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I'm being a Pollyanna right here, and I'm being rosy-eyed, glasses, all that stuff. But like, Brady could still sling the rock. This team is still loaded, and Julio Jones is still one of the best wide receivers.
Peter, you got to personalize this. At the table, we remember when the Julio Jones news broke, you were not impressed.
Rolled my eyes because we were like,
he wasn't into it.
Because he's, what is he?
Yeah.
I don't know what version he is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. You weren't, but now you're hearing, this is.
There's probably no bigger Julio fan, but I'm not a fan of the 30 something year old washed up player than us going, yay! That's not Julio Jones, apparently.
Right. Okay.
Julio Jones still has a lot more to give.
Let's go. Who knew?
Let's just pick somebody else. else. And I did what Jason did. I thought about it. I was like, oh, Aaron Rodgers, he does say some fascinating things.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Patrick Mahomes, he's got a brand and he lives by it, and he's got fascinating people in his life. And I'm gonna go Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, I am fascinated by, because he has an opportunity here, I think, to dethrone Tom Brady in this capacity. Talk about weird off seasons. Talk about weird off seasons. Kyler Murray, he had it made. He was the golden child. We were just waiting. What's the number going to be? How long is it going to be? He will be a Hall of Famer. It's just, when will it happen? When will be his moment? You know what we talked about? Study hall. Mm-hmm. iPad time, mm-hmm. Surface time, how long he's playing video games. Are you kidding me? Kyler Murray has a moment here this season, an opportunity to become the most fascinating player in the NFL, because he could shush everybody from saying, you're just a child, you don't know how to study, you don't know how to prepare for your game. And he said, no, I am one of the new generation. Tom Brady's 45, I'm Kyler Murray, and I can redefine what it looks like to be a great quarterback in the NFL. And Tom Brady is like, I know what we're gonna get from him. Nothing, essentially. He's private, he's got the veil, we get it. But Kyler Murray, like, I am fascinated by that. I'm genuinely curious as to how he lives his life and how he proceeds this season.
I respect the choice so much, because we're gonna talk later about what team should we be talking about more. Mm-hmm. I thought about the Cardinals. It's a study in media, too. Their offseason has been their quarterback needs a babysitter and their wide receiver is suspended. It's all negative, and yet that means they're not being talked about for football. Yep. Really talented team that did some awesome things last year before coming astray. Yep. That is a great one. Kyler.
Well, thanks.
You got it.
I know. You crossed the names off your list, and you circle back to your guy.
I did.
It's a tough beat. It's tough to take out 12. Yep. It really is.
The 2022 season kicks off on Thursday, and we could not be more excited. And I know you are just as excited. So before any regular season action goes down on the field, we're pulling out all of our biggest predictions for this season every day this week with what Kyle is so passionate about and everybody else. Prediction week.
Yep. Oh, the lightning bolt.
For our first predictions, we're going to talk offensive rookie of the year. Peter, you do the honors. Get us started off here.
It was an incredible draft with so many rookies. And then we see guys like Isaiah Pacheco be a seventh rounder and light it up, and Romeo Doubs in the fourth round. And yet I am going for my offensive rookie of the year prediction, the pride of Wichita, Kansas, 5'11", 220 pounds. And I think the big star who's going to be the big face in New York City this fall, Breece Hall as my offensive rookie of the year prediction. I think the Jets are going to rely on Breece Hall a whole lot. You think about Mike LaFleur's offense. I know Michael Carter's back there, and if you're a fantasy owner, you're like, wait, who's getting carries? Don't worry, they're both going to get carries. This is the 49ers offense that they're running, in that Shanahan designs it where everyone's going to get their touches. But Breece Hall, he's been compared to Matt Forte in that he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can run the ball. If the Jets do anything this year, it's going to be because on offense, Breece Hall was as big as what they hope he could be. First running back off the board, and I think the one with the greatest impact, Breece Hall,
Peter,
is going to be the offensive rookie of the year for 2022.
Wow.
I'm going with the rookie. I'm going long haul. This guy may not come out of the gates firing, but I think as the season progresses, he's on a good football team. Treylon Burks is going to be the offensive rookie that is making waves. Zoltan, let it be known, firecracking. I'm like, am I supposed to talk while he's doing
it? I don't know.
Just watch. You guys can remember, who was the offensive rookie of the year last year? I played this guy in Cincinnati towards the end of the preseason. Everybody talked about, can he see the football? There's no white stripes on it. He's dropping the ball every week. He doesn't look good in practice. Treylon Burks gets to Tennessee. He's out of shape in the spring. When he scored a touchdown in the preseason, everybody was like, finally, we get to see something from this guy. Is he going to be a good player? But the coaches have said they've been encouraged. They see a major role for him this year. This is a team whose offense is going to be featured with Derrick Henry in the backfield, but they're going to have to open it up. And yes, they have Robert Woods, who's going to be the guy on the outside as possibly the number one receiver. But a guy like Burks, who can take short passes and turn them into big gains, who can stretch the field, he's a guy to me that is going to show up big as he builds a connection with Tannehill, and he's a guy that's going to show up and be the offensive rookie of the year this season.
Love it, Treylon Burks. Not a lot of talk.
Not a lot of buzz. Mm-mm. But he's going to be a guy that shows up for them.
All right, I'm up. Offensive rookie of the year. And I think there's someone who's going to need to step up big, maybe unexpectedly. Maybe he wakes up in the morning and says, what the hell happened? Maybe around week 5, week 6. When Kenny Pickett is the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers and becomes the offensive rookie of the year. Give me the Zoltar machine. Come on, Kenny. What do I have been saying all preseason? Some guys just have it. Kenny Pickett has taken the field and has it. I think there'll be some offensive struggles, Pittsburgh, early on. I think the defense will be carrying a lot of water. And I think that man right there is going to take the field and have a surge, almost a Roethlisbergian youthful surge coming off the bench as the young starter for the quarterback. Kenny Pickett, come playoff time, will also be the offensive rookie of the year if Pittsburgh Steelers. That's my guy. Let's go.
Love it.
It's going to take a lot, though.
No concern that like it's going to take him a couple weeks to earn that spot?
Absolute concern, Jamie. Absolute concern. Okay. It's out there, and like Mitch can run the ship, and he knows how to be a professional quarterback. Yeah. But my faith is in Pickett, and it's in Tomlin to say, my team. Erdahl.
I'm going to go with a guy who, in our preseason, and knowing him a little bit before watching him preseason, I think he's going to embody this. We love to hate him, but we can't not watch him. And that is one George Pickens, the wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to jump right off of Kyle's shoulders here, and I'm going to use Kenny Pickett, and he is going to make George Pickens the offensive rookie of the year. George Pickens has something special, and it has to be harnessed in the right way. We see him shoving guys off the line of scrimmage. We see him making spectacular catches. All of it embodies who this George Pickens is going to become in the NFL. And we have seen spectacular wide receivers, young wide receivers over the last couple of years. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, the names just keep rolling out. And he is the next one. He is the toe dragon George Pickens out of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's going to be electric. And what I appreciate is I agree with Kyle. Kenny Pickett is going to take over eventually. But George Pickens, he can eat with both of these quarterbacks. Mitch Trubisky, he's going to make Mitch Trubisky look good. He's going to make Kenny Pickett look good. Doesn't matter who's throwing him the ball. He's going to be a star. George Pickens, my offensive rookie of the year.
That's an awesome pick. What do you think?
Which players are entering 2020 season bigger, faster, and stronger, guys? We're going through the social media cycles to see what the people are talking about. Justin Fields, I saw him in a picture over the weekend.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Welcome back. Currently trending nationwide on Twitter, Brendan Fraser, Nat King Cole, and Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly going to probably set up shop there for a while this fall. We'll see. But we're going to create some of our own fake trending topics here on Good Morning Football, and then we'll reply to them on the whiteboards with how we would tweet in response to that. It's called Trend of the World. We do it every single week. And guys, I'm going to come up with the first fake topic, and then we'll see what you would tweet on your boards. Cooper Kupp, what a 2021 season, but he's still looking to improve, still looking to get better. Appearing on Rich Eisen's show, our guy, Kupp said he aims to be bigger, stronger, and faster this season. A lot of players are looking to step up their game this year. So let's pick the guy who we think will make a noticeable jump with the hashtag bigger, stronger, faster. Peter, how would you tweet in response to that topic?
I would tweet with the king. I'm going with Derrick Henry.
Really?
I feel like Derrick Henry came back last year with that foot injury in the playoff game. And was kind of contained by the Cincinnati Bengals defense. Titans lose. They kind of go out with a whimper after a number one seed in the AFC. And everyone forgets that Derrick Henry, when healthy, was the best running back in football. Everywhere I look, Jonathan Taylor is the first fantasy overall pick. Don't forget Derrick Henry. Healthy. He just got a restructure, which makes him the highest paid running back in football yet again. And I think Derrick Henry is going to be the same workhorse he was before the foot injury last year. Derrick Henry. Bigger, stronger, faster. Shout out to Daft Punk. I think that's the guy.
Is that right?
There we go. You know, guys in the league take the biggest jump from year one to year two. You're under your belt, you know what to expect. I'm going with Javon Holland, a guy who's been voted captain in his second year down in Miami. This guy's a son of a former professional player, played multiple years in the CFL, son of a coach. This guy understands the game. He wants to be great. I was able to sit in meetings with him last year, asking questions, being prepared. He's a vocal leader who will bring the most out of his teammates. But most importantly, the guy is a playmaker. Look for him to make a huge jump. We're going to be talking about him for the Pro Bowl this year in that Miami secondary.
Bonus prediction. I like it.
Bigger, stronger, faster. I'm so sick of hearing a list of Gronk injuries because it sets guys back
too
much. They suck. And I think we would have seen more of Travis Etienne last season had he not suffered one after being a 25th overall pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But now he's back, and he's going to be bigger, stronger, and faster. And frankly, he's on a road to redemption because he gets to play with his BFF and his quarterback. The duo from Clemson is going to take over Duval County. Travis Etienne, I'm excited for him. I think he has so many different powerful capabilities coming out of the backfield, not just running the football, but pass catching. I mean, didn't he have a minute, Peter, where he was a wide receiver?
Urban had him lining up out wide.
As a wide receiver. Like, if that can just tell you or show you a little bit as to this young man's capability, Travis Etienne, you got it. Hashtag RAR, because I couldn't draw Kyle's logo. I tried, but
Clemson
I didn't want to
Tigers and Jaguars.
RAR. RAR.
That's really good.
Exactly.
Peter does his breakout list of stars that are going to blow up each and every year. This year, his number one was Javonte Williams, a running back for the Broncos. Last year, he had a guy on this list who I still think's got something to prove. CeeDee Lamb, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver. Let's go. You are meant to be not a star, a superstar. You play for that team and wear that number and have your ability. He's done fine. He's not like he hasn't showed up. He put up numbers and everything. I'm looking for a Jamar Chase type season out of CeeDee Lamb. He has all the ability to be in that conversation with Jefferson and Chase and Kupp, Devontae. And maybe this is the year it takes off. Maybe it is. Amari Cooper is gone. All kinds of weapons as usual for Dallas. I'd love to see CeeDee Lamb realize that potential. And realizing his potential is like, we're talking like 1,700 yards, that big of a season. Love CeeDee Lamb. But next. So the essence of the word buzz in Hollywood is hanging on this movie, Don't Worry, Darling. Have you heard about this? Mm-hmm. Okay. You got Harry Styles, Florence Pugh, who everyone loves, and then you got the director Olivia Wilde, who now is in a relationship with Harry Styles, and her past relationship is in the news. There's all kinds of buzz about this movie, Don't Worry, Darling. So let's pick the new, brand new duo this season in the NFL that we think has that Don't Worry, Darling type buzz with our hashtag buzzworthy NFL duo Peter.
Here we go. Twin Towers, Drake London and Kyle Pitts. I'm excited to see what this is. They drafted two enormous players back-to-back in the first round, top 10 picks. Like, enormous receiving options. I know we're not talking a lot of Falcons, but look at those heights. You've got 6'6 and 6'4. Drake London, obviously hampered by an injury in the summer, no, not getting the same buzz that maybe Romeo Doubs and all the other rookies are. Sky Moore, necessarily, but trust me, he was the first wide receiver taken, and this makes a very fun offense. I was a fan of Samson and Olajuwon. I like London Samson and Pitts. Olajuwon. Twin Towers, let's go.
I love it. Both 21 years old.
21.
My goodness, the youngest players. I'm going with Mad Max and Mr. Jones. Max Crosby, Chandler Jones, joining forces. These guys will be getting after your favorite quarterbacks in the AFC West. Crosby talked about being in college and watching film of Chandler Jones to understand how good he was at getting at the quarterback. They've now joined forces in a quarterback-driven division. I can't wait to watch those guys coming off the edge. Who are you going to double team? Good luck. I love it.
We had a player on the show recently that told us his trainer's name was Monster Maker.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Monster Maker says something like this. Run up the hill. Don't waddle. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, I think, are a buzzworthy duo, the most in the NFL. This is a 1-2 punch that I am just asking for. And in terms of everything that we have said or not said and critiqued and not critiqued about Tua Tagovailoa, these two are going to make a name for themselves. I mean, I think they're spectacular, but I also think there is a dynamic here between the two of them and Tyreek Hill, and can he handle it if Jalen Waddle has a day? I'm just so fascinated. It's buzzworthy. It's all the things, but they could make Tua's career. Time for today's Wake Up Call presented by Verizon. The Chargers may have won their first matchup of 2021 against the Raiders, but it was the Raiders who knocked the Chargers out of playoff contention in Week 18. So it's sure to be a great matchup come this Sunday. Who or what will we be dialed into when the Raiders go on and visit the LA Chargers?
Football is here.
Come on, baby.
How good does this
come on,
feel?
Baby.
Gosh, Derek Carr and Davante Adams are going to be on a field. We've been talking about these two players and their friendship and their history for months now. Can we actually see it in the flesh?
What we have heard is that it is going really well. Let's see it actually on the field. This game is going to be an awesome one. There's so much offensive talent. But I want to see if Carr and Adams can pick up where they left off in Fresno State. And if Adams can pick up where he left off, honestly, with Aaron Rodgers. We're going to know if Davante Adams is really the best receiver in the game, if he can do the same numbers and the same things with a different quarterback. And it wasn't just a product of Rodgers. Cannot wait to see these two finally in the flesh play together and actually connect.
This is so fun.
Football.
So much offensive talent. How about these guys? Is there anybody who might be getting, are those guys good? Are there any pass rushers in this game? Yeah. Bing, bang, boom. You know what you're looking at? Oh. 267 sacks combined on the pass rushers. I don't even know how you handicap this thing. I think Bosa is currently the best pass rusher. Crosby's coming. Chandler Jones on the far right is the OG. The most mysterious one to me is far left, Khalil Mack. Best potential, best possible ceiling. It's been a little banged up for a couple years, but if he introduces his presence with three sacks of Derek Carr, oh my God, we forgot about Khalil Mack. Those four, house wreckers. Cannot wait. What do you got, Jay?
You know what goes hand in hand with pass rush? Secondary play.
Mm-hmm.
For me, you just mentioned Davante Adams. The weapons that are on the Raiders, whether it's Davante Adams, Darren Waller, Renfro, they have a ton of guys everywhere. How is this Chargers secondary going to match up? J.C. Jackson coming off his ankle surgery, but they still have Asante Samuel Jr., Derwin James. They'll look to see a lot of Davante Adams and Darren Waller. Another guy, Mike Davis at corner, is a guy who's going to get an opportunity to step up if J.C. Jackson's not ready to go. But I want to see that matchup. There's going Derwin James versus Darren Waller. Like, can you have two better physical specimens going out there one-on-one? So I'm excited to see the secondary play in this one.
In our next segment, just around the corner, we're going to talk about a team that we think has too much expectation on them potentially, and whether or not we think that's accurate. We're going to tell you the team in a couple minutes. But I think Justin Herbert has more expectation on him than really any other NFL quarterback this season. He has been spectacular in his first two seasons. He leads the league in touchdown passes in the first two seasons. And he hasn't put the playoff wins or the team in a playoff picture in his time. And if you're going to be this guy, if you're going to be talked about so much to be up there with a Marino, with a Derek Carr who's going to be playing in this game, which is also special, then you have to produce late in the season. The way we led into this segment was perfect. They beat them in week one. They lost them in week 18. Mm-hmm. And Justin Herbert, this is the beginning of it for you, a special season. And we're going to talk about that team that has high expectations, too, just in a little bit.
Let's go.
Who is it? Who is it? Well, it's Bills Mafia. Bills Mafia has high hopes for the 2022 season. But is there any chance Buffalo has been overhyped? We're going to give you our thoughts next. Stay with us on Good Morning Football. Happy Labor Day.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Good morning, football. Let's keep it right here on Bills, Rams, and Sean McVay, who spoke to the media yesterday on what a challenge Buffalo will be on Thursday night. Let's take a listen.
Every single game is a totally separate entity. This is a great challenge against a great football team. There's no weaknesses. They're strong in every phase. They're well coached, got great players at the key spots. And so, like I mentioned the other day, there's a reason why, and it's been earned. Everybody's talking so highly about this team, and we're excited about the challenge.
All right, we know what the Rams bring to the table. It's a Lombardi. But Sean McVay just said the Bills, they have no weaknesses. And that's been all the talk this offseason. The expectations in Buffalo are through the roof. Mm-hmm. An unbelievable level. But are the Bills possibly being overhyped as we head into week one?
Now we deflate the balloon. Who are these imbeciles who are hyping the Bills? What's going on here? Do you know that the Bills are favored in this game? The Los Angeles Rams at home at SoFi, raising the banner, a team from all the way across the country, and the Rams are underdogs in this game. You just saw Sean McVay say they have no weaknesses. This is what we do. You look at the quarterback, the coach, the roster, and the experience, and I don't think they're overhyped. It's a beautiful masterpiece of every single thing you're looking for. So sure, you know, we hoot and holler about the Bills and all that, and I think they're the real deal. I really do. And I have to tell you, got to talk to Josh Allen last night for a while. I would use the phrase locked in.
That's good.
Locked in. Steely eyes. We talked a lot about Aaron Donald, about, you know, like, with due respect to your offensive line, I know he's gonna get through. And at some point, you know, he's gonna do the Aaron Donald thing, and you're gonna do the Josh Allen thing where you're unafraid and you're gonna try to stiff arm a freight train, and you guys are gonna have to fight. Are you ready? And he's like, I'll be ready. And I said, so you're gonna chuck a couple over to Jalen Ramsey's side? He kind of has this gleam in his eye. We'll see. You know, it's just, he's ready. And I think it's interesting, like, he told me that he's long flight. On the way back, he's got his movies already set up that he's going to watch. He's going to watch Whiplash with Miles Teller that he's never seen. It's an awesome movie.
Yes.
And then I gave him a suggestion. He's never seen the movie Heat. So he's got that. And I just look at it as it's an L.A.-based movie about robbing and stealing things from people. And you're talking about ruining the Rams. I think it's a little perfect. Of course, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of focus. But look, for Josh Allen, I think the action is the juice. And I think he's ready. I do not think that they're hyped as hell. But as they're going to live up to it, they're ready to go.
Wait, that was on the way back?
Why wouldn't you watch Heat on the way there?
I don't know. Maybe he's going to watch Rams film. I think he sets it up as like a little reward.
You would be the guy to know what he's watching on the plane ride back.
I don't even care about the Aaron Donald part. I want to know what he's watching.
I think on the ride there, he's watching that movie, Don't Worry, Darling.
You're the buzz on that thing?
He's so confident right now. Don't worry, darling. I got this thing. I'll be honest. I think they were a pass rusher away from doing some serious things last year. And think about what Josh Allen did against the Patriots in that playoff game. To watch Bill Belichick just buckle at his knees and have no answers, it was one of the most incredible performances. Then he goes into Arrowhead and does the same exact thing against a really talented Steve Spagnuolo defense. They got their pass rusher. I think Von Miller is going to be awesome. Von Miller could have come back to the Rams. Mm-hmm. Von Miller was offered a lot of money to come back to the Rams. And he was like, I'm going to leave life in Los Angeles in Southern California, where I'm a Super Bowl champion and have billboards with my face on it and can go to Nice Guy and Delilah and enjoy my time.
Oh, we got it.
To go to Buffalo? Mm-hmm. To go to Buffalo, where it's going to be 0 degrees in November and December, and I'm going to live a certain lifestyle that might not be the same as the Hollywood lifestyle. But I think Von Miller brings it. And I think Von Miller takes those younger guys, and there's two of them in particular, Greg Rousseau and Boogie Basham, and he takes them and elevates them. What I think is really cool is what I'm hearing from Bill's camp is that Von's not just the technician on the field and getting to the quarterback. He's taking guys under his wing, and it reminds me when DeMarcus Ware came from Dallas to Denver and basically took Von under his wing.
Good call.
And the two of these guys were just an absolute...
Oh my God, Andrew Luck.
An absolute dominant duo. I love DeMarcus Ware, by the way. DeMarcus Ware is going to be Hall of Fame eligible this year. Like, get him in the Hall.
Beautiful man.
This guy's so good, so polished. But what was cool was he went from being the Bill Parcells like protege to then being the mentor in Denver. I think that could be Von Miller's chapter here. Whoa, DeMarcus. Von Miller to Greg Rousseau. I think that would be really cool. They call Greg Rousseau Groot.
Yeah.
He's just this monster of a man. I think the defense got better. I don't think they're being overhyped. I think they got better this offseason. They should be ready for anything. Don't worry, darling.
Yeah, for me, I'm agreeing with you guys. Absolutely. No, they're not being overhyped. This is a team, when you look at their roster and you look at what they did last year and what they brought back, added Von Miller. Of course we're talking about them with great calls. This is a really good football team. And Josh Allen and the offense is always the subject. Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis came on. McKenzie is looking great in the slot. There's not enough love and credit given to the defense. Peter talked about they were a pass rusher away. They got that person. Let's look at what they were last year on defense. Yes, they improved. They go from first to first. They're first in so many categories, the main one being points allowed. This is a defense that was reckoned last year, and they made so many plays, and a lot of that came down to the two guys in the back end, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer.
Yep.
Those guys made plays after plays for them. They're the leaders on the defense. They're the guys rallying the crew, and they're going to be able to get after the quarterback this year as well. So for me, this is not a team that's being overhyped because they have talent all over the roster. You heard McVay say, this is a team that has no weakness. Yes, there are some question marks where they're going to do at cornerback. Tre'Davious White is not going to be out there for
two rookies.
Elam as a rookie. They have Jackson on the other side, Dane Jackson. So yes, there's going to be some question marks. They're going to get tested. You know Stafford's going to throw the ball out there and see what those guys are made of. But it helps to have experienced guys on the defense to lift the young guys up. I'm excited to see what the Buffalo Bills are able to do this year.
I'm worried.
Okay.
I'm worried.
Talk about it.
It's not that because they're not good. It's because it's been so much. Mm-hmm. It's been so much. Bills to the Super Bowl. Bills to the Super Bowl. Anything less than the Buffalo Bills in it or winning it is a disappointment. Yeah. And to me, that is an overhype. It's a machine that we all deliver in March, in April, in May. And we did it up until Friday. It's too much. I'm compiling a list of teams. I said this last week. The 49ers so badly need football to start. We just need Trey Lance just needs to play. And frankly, I'm going to put the Bills on that list too. Because not for very different reasons, but they just need to start showing people and fulfilling what literally the entire universe expects of them, which is to be playing in mid-February. I'm sorry, it is September 5th. And we're talking about February 12th. That is so long away. There's so much football to be played. There's so many fantastic opponents. And let's also remind ourselves, these are the playoff games. This is the AFC.
That move by Gabe Davis.
That is the AFC. Those were the AFC playoff push that they fell short on last season. This is the AFC. This AFC makes you want to pull your hair out.
I know.
Except for you. I know. It's tough.
Yeah.
But It's too much. It's too much, and I just worry about it for them. And again, I want to reiterate, it's not because I don't think they're good enough. It's because it's purely the volume.
Mm. Yeah. I think you're right with the list of teams that just need football to start. Yes. I would definitely put the Dolphins on that list.
Yep.
I put this team on that list at this table. I would need football.
Yeah, exactly.
Ready? I think
exactly.
That's a good list.
All right.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.